Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here at HLE Radio this morning. Thank you for getting up and taking time to get with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have a book now. It's called Forgiveness Unforgettable. Is that the right title?
That's right. That's right.
And why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's truly been a healing process for me, Hunter, from start to finish. I'm so thankful, you know, that people have actually been able to relate to it, to any of my life experiences. My greatest wish is that someone will come discover an intimate relationship with the Lord, you know, through it. And even in their darkest hours, they can find the strength to make it through the most horrendous circumstances in life. The book is all about my childhood growing up and my relationship with my father, and how God brought that full circle. There was a daily occurrence of domestic violence in my household, and you know, I had six other siblings, and we all grew up in that day to day. And it was just, you know, small town America. You know, there's back then there was no women's shelters or any place for my mother to run with all of us children in tow. So we just had to suffer through it. And I know we didn't make it through that without God in our lives and protection of His holy power. So that's basically in a nutshell what the book's about, and how God was able to make me realize that I needed to forgive my father. And in the very last days of his life, you know, there was a circumstance that came to be in the last 6 months of his life. God put him basically right in my face, and I had to deal with some things, you know.
Wow.
But it's all about that, and how, you know, just his power, his protection on my life.
Sure.
It was is truly a fight for survival daily.
Uh-huh. So. Wow. Now, is this the first book that you've written, or?
This has been a book that has been written my entire life.
Right. But, I mean, this is the first time you've put something down on paper for everybody to see.
Right. This is the first time I've actually come to terms with exactly, you know, exactly what happened. You know, for years, my coping mechanism was to just push it all down and just deal with it, you know, and after my father died in 2011, I was able to have a time of healing, and this book was the instrument used that God used for that. So it's really brought forth a great deal of healing in my life, and I pray that it can do the same in anyone who reads it.
Right.
You know, domestic violence is a real issue that you know, has come to the forefront. You know, especially with these high profile cases. You know, O.J. Simpson, things like that, you know, has brought it to the forefront in the public eye.
Right.
But back when I was going through it, people really, you know, people really didn't talk about it much.
No, it was...
You dealt with whatever you were handed.
Right.
You know, and,
it was pretty much a hush subject.
I want to be an advocate, too, for domestic violence hotline, and, you know, give you that number while I'm on the phone with you, too. And
sure.
Take someone out there
sure.
Listening.
Absolutely.
Going through the same thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let me go ahead and tell you that right now.
Yeah, sure.
If someone needs some help, it's 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. And, you know, people don't have to suffer through those problems anymore. There is help available on every corner. So, you know, there's people out there. There's organizations out there. There's community organizations that there's help available. You don't have to stay in that type of environment anymore.
Right. Amen. So I would imagine that this has been a complete healing process for you, one, since you've dealt with it, but being able to put it down, on paper, I guess should be probably a great relief of sorts. And but now you have a chance to help, like you said, other folks who may have been like you growing up, where it was kind of kept hush, and you just kind of dealt with it, and there was no way to openly get that out to where, you know, you could deal with it in an honest fashion. So and I'm sure now that with this book being out like that, people will be able to do that, and it'll probably
I truly hope so.
Yeah.
I pray so.
Right.
That's my greatest prayer with the book, is as you know, I don't need any recognition. I want people to get help, and I don't want people to have to suffer through the same type of childhood or adulthood.
Sure.
You know, that I had to go through, and you know, it happens every day, not just to women and children. It happens to men and boys too. You know, it's not just a cut and dry situation anymore. There are plenty of men that are being abused by their wives, and
sure,
you know,
sure.
And that's certainly not something they want to talk about. It's embarrassing for one. You know.
Yeah.
You know, they can be in that, they can allow themselves to be in that position. But, you know, it's just, you know, you don't have to, that is not love. That is not love. If somebody is treating you that way, it you know, I know what love is now, and I thank God for that. And I know, I had a great Christian mother who raised me to know what the love of Christ was all about, and taught me how to find the forgiveness of Christ, you know. Without her in my life, there's no telling how I would have turned out. And the book plainly tells about my mother and my endearment for her, and what she had to suffer through trying to raise seven children, you know, in an environment like that, and how she was able to get the word of God across to me and make it stick in an environment like that is a miracle within itself.
Now,
it truly is.
I want to ask you, and of course, if anything is too, you know, too personal to answer, you don't have to. But experiencing that kind of domestic violence growing up, did that carry on into your adulthood and on to your later adult years as well? It was something that just kept there that you have to deal with because you hadn't got it out yet.
It definitely carried over in other relationships. I actually have been married twice. The first time was basically just a repeat of it was starting to be a repeat of my childhood, and I just would not stand for it.
Right.
I got out of that situation because I knew what was to come in that if I stayed in it.
Yeah.
And praise God, I was given the gift of a second chance with someone who truly, truly loves me, and the book tells about that relationship and how that came to be as well. And that's been one of the greatest blessings in my life, my husband, John.
Uh-huh.
The book will tell you, lead you into that situation as well, and how God has just tremendously blessed the ministry that we have together now. And I just want to say thank you for, I know that there are people out there who ask for our music. I'm not going to tell you who we are. obviously, I wrote this book under a pen name.
Right.
And the reason I did is to protect my family's privacy.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I have the right to share my testimony, just as they have the right to keep it quiet if they want to.
Yes.
So my siblings and my mother, you know, there's things in the book that they're not even aware of to this day.
Wow.
So basically, chapter two in the book is something that I'm still dealing with, and I'm still keeping a secret from my family because they've been through enough.
Right.
So, and that's the whole reason, really. Chapter two is why I kept the book as private as I have, and I haven't come up, you know, publicly announced who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm written under a pen name. So,
yeah.
I appreciate everyone who plays our music, and I want you to know how much we love HLE.
Yeah.
And appreciate all the time that you've given us on the air, and I just, you know, this is a different area of ministry for me, and it's one that God has called me into to heal from my past.
Right.
So and in doing so, I'm praying to God that other people can be touched and moved by it as well.
I want to get you in touch with Mary Jane Holt as well, because she does Reach to Touch for us, and she does in-depth interviews with authors of books and everything, because that's her forte. It's not mine. It's hers. And she knows, you know, she knows how to get it all out of you, and really well. But is there now, this book's available now where people can get it? Or
it is. It's called Forgiveness Unforgettable by Nikki Lee Brennan, and it's available on Amazon.com. You can go on there and order the Kindle version. Or you can actually order the paperback through Amazon as well. So it's available in both the Kindle version and paperback right now. So you can go on Amazon.com and type in books or type in Forgiveness Unforgettable. You should be able to pull it straight up.
Yeah.
You know, I be able to order that.
I'm really looking forward to reading it, to tell you the truth, and I want to read it, and but I want to encourage you one, but I want to thank you, but I want to say what great courage it is to come out and write about something personal like that, in the hopes of helping other folks as well. But you pretty much expose yourself at that point when you do that,
right?
And you know, you've opened it up for everyone to see. But you know, you also at the same time, God has done a great work, I know, through all of this,
yes.
And they can see that, yes, as well.
So the very last part of the book, you'll understand how God brought all of this full circle, and it's all to glorify Him. Even in the darkest of my days, I was able to thank Him, because I realized at that point that what was going on at that particular time was going to be for His glory and His honor. I didn't understand it at the time.
Right.
I was on my face before the Lord, and the book will describe certain events that led me to that position. Literally on my face in the floor, crying out to an Almighty God who I knew had something in mind. He was going to be glorified in that mess. And I just, you know, if you can get to a point to where you can spiritually say, okay, God, this is ugly, this is terrible, it's awful, I'm in agony going through this, but I know that it's going to be for Your glory, then that's a great place to be spiritually. You know?
Amen.
You know,
yes,
I thank
is.
God that I was able to get to that point.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know.
Right.
Eventually. I'm not that strong, and without God, I couldn't have gotten there. So I want Him to be glorified and honored and magnified in a way throughout this book. And I hope and pray that on the pages of the book, you'll feel the holy power,
yeah,
of Him in my life. And you know, I hope people can relate to, you know, anything. There's so much in the book, so many things and situations.
Right.
There's so many testimonies in this book.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that somebody can relate to at least one of them and it bring them through a hard time in their life.
Now, we gave a number earlier, and of course the book as well, but for those who are listening right now who would be under the sound of your voice, who are experiencing what you would be going through, what would you tell them? I mean, what would you want them to know, to hang on to before they could get the book, or they don't decide to call the number, because some folks are like probably scared to call the number maybe. I don't know, because I'm not in that situation, but I'm thinking in an act of desperation, somebody's listening right now. What would you tell them?
I would, you know, I'd just say, you know, your life matters to God. He didn't create you to be abused or abandoned or, you know, mistreated in any way. He wants His children to be loved and honored, you know, like He loves and cherishes us. And if you're in a situation like that, just know that you are special and cherished and loved by the Creator Himself. And He desires a personal relationship with each one of His children. And my best advice to anyone searching for peace in their life will be to read Matthew 7:7-8.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's ask and you shall receive.
Yep.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth. But to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And, you know, draw nigh to God, because He'll draw nigh unto you. You know, life is hard, and it's harder for some more than others. And, you know, I know there are countless children who are going through much more difficult circumstances than I ever had to endure.
Mm-hmm.
I just would say never give up hope, and mm-hmm. never let your circumstances beat you into submission, you know.
Great.
Never lose focus on your dreams.
Yeah.
And your dreams and oxygen,
yeah,
are the ingredients required to keep your heart beating in your chest. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
your faith in God, you know, should be strengthened through a trial, not
right,
lessened.
Right.
And if you can hold on to that and you can grasp that, God will bring you through it, and He will be glorified through it. And you will look back one day and you'll say, whoa, I see now why this thing had to happen. I see now why this circumstance was like it was, because this happened or this happened through it, Lord. I can see it clearly now. But when you're going through a trial and you're going through a storm, it's hard to see that.
Yes, it
but
is.
But if you could ever get to that point where you realize, you know, hey, I'm going to thank You through this anyway.
Mm.
I'm going to thank You through it, because I know that You're not putting me through anything that I can't handle, and You're not putting me through anything that You haven't been through before Yourself. So, just praise him through it, and he will bring you through it. I'm telling you, he will. And like I said, there's so many testimonies in this book just during the course of my life. It's been an interesting life, Hunter.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. But God has never failed me, not once.
Wow.
He's always brought me through it. And I want him to be glorified and magnified in a powerful way through this book.
Amen. Amen. We haven't really had the chance to talk at all. We bumped into each other from time to time at musical events and everything. But I got to tell you, man, you have blessed me this morning because, man, you I can tell you're all about Jesus and Him first.
Oh.
I love that. And because that's what we're about, man, and it just shows.
Amen.
It just comes out all over in your talk this morning and what you're saying.
Well, I hope that you can I know a lot of people tease me sometimes about how intense I am when I sing, but when you read this book, you're going to understand why.
Yeah.
When you read this book, you're going to understand why I'm so intense when I sing, and it makes it all plain. Are
you still going to send us a couple of copies to pass out?
I have that in the mail right now, so it should be getting
awesome.
To you within a few
awesome,
days.
Awesome, awesome.
I mailed that out yesterday at lunch, so
fantastic.
Hopefully you'll get that.
We appreciate that very, very, very much. Now
you're very welcome, and I signed you a copy. So
thank
you.
Thank you so very much. That I will cherish. Before I let you go, though, again, let everyone know how they can get the book and also the number again for the abuse line.
Yes. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's SAFE. And the last four digits are 7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or, you know, you can just dial 911 if you need assistance, you know. But if you're wanting to do that in private and wanting to talk to someone, you can dial the national hotline, domestic violence hotline. And you can go on Amazon.com to order the book. It's called Forgiveness Unforgettable by Nikki Lee Brannon. And you can order it through Amazon. You can order the Kindle version. And if you don't have, the Kindle Fire to download it, you can actually download a Kindle app for free and read it on your computer at home if you'd like to do that. Or you can order the paperback.
Wow, cool. Nikki, let the rest of the gang know hello for me, first of all. And
I sure will.
I want y'all to have a happy Thanksgiving. And I want you to know I sincerely appreciate you calling in today. This has been a blessing. And
thank you so much, Hunter.
If you want to hear the interview, it'll replay at 5 today, so just so you'll know.
Okay, great.
And if anybody else wants to tune in, and they'll get the same information we got. Again, thank you so much for calling, and I wish you all the best and continued success in all y'all do.
Thank you so much, Hunter. I sincerely appreciate HLE Radio.
Fantastic.
You guys have been awesome to us over the years. Thank you so much. God bless y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right.